Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Peter Grave, VK4APE, has gone silent key. Peter was one of the Charters Towers hams, having moved up from the Gold Coast years ago to start a white goods servicing business with wife Christine. In the very limited spare time he had away from work, Peter was a sought-after HF and VHF DXer, working vast distances and many contacts from his radio shack just north out of town of the Towers. Once he was able to finally retire, Peter and Christine travelled about a bit, but always returning home to make sure the menagerie and plants were doing okay. Peter had had a long battle with cancer and lost that battle Sunday, the 10th of March, 2019. Peter's funeral service and celebration of life was on Friday, the 15th, at the Uniting Church, Gill Street, in Charters Towers. Vale, Peter Grave, Victor Kilo 4, Alpha, Papa Echo, Silent Key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In the course of a year, there are certain formalities that clubs go through, and depending on how they're structured, there might be more rigmarole for some than others. There may be the preparation of the statutory reports and auditing, or there may be the simple process of calling the AGM and calling for nominations for the various positions. There may be a level of apparent fanfare to the processes, depending on whether notices have to be published in particular ways. WIA members are used to ads appearing in the magazine regarding nominations, ballots, and so on, and that is because the WIA is incorporated under the Companies Act and not the less demanding Incorporated Associations Act. Some clubs may still run as unincorporated bodies where the individual members bear all the liability for club actions. Now, things do get missed from time to time, and if you look at the calendar and it seems that your club is overdue for this important meeting, the annual general meeting, and the election of office bearers, it's probably a good time to check with the secretary or public officer as to whether you have the dates right. Then there's the matter of who is going to stand for election to the various positions that make the club tick. A vital consideration is having a sort of corporate memory of how the nuts and bolts of this happy band all work together to get things done. That really means we need young blood mixed with the old, so there is always knowledge of what needs to be done. If you have the members, maybe you can elect an unofficial assistant or two as apprentices. Then there is the other situation where not enough bodies step forward to fill all the positions, or one or more people have become fixtures and no one wants to stand against them for the fear of causing offence. This is something that should be discussed in committee and also on the floor of a meeting before nominations are called. Sometimes shuffling the bodies around to allow new blood in will bring surprising results, as the quiet person at the back of the room comes forward with a wealth of experience in another life that can bring forth strength, growth and purpose. So when the contacts drop as the grey line shifts, and there are a few moments to wonder what your club can do, give a thought to the who and the why, and the AGM. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA, and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.